This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, September 1st. God's word to you today is The Difference, and this is part 2. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews 12, verses 22 and 24, from the New International Version, and it reads, "But you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, heavenly Jerusalem, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel." God can change his mind on a promise, but his covenant is different. And we need to understand this. With the covenant, God cannot change his mind. Let me explain. God cannot change his mind when it comes to his covenant, particularly after the partner he has ratified the covenant with is dead. You find this in the book of Hebrews in the Bible. Hebrews 9 verses 16 to 17 from the New King James Version of the Bible says, "For where there is a testament, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is in force after men are dead, since it has no power at all while the testator lives. When Jesus died, he used his blood to seal the covenant. Then the covenant of Christ, the new covenant, was in force. Guess what? That covenant is totally irrevocable. Jesus must wake up in the flesh from the grave and break that covenant with God, and that cannot happen. It is the same thing with the covenant God had with Abraham. That is why it is so important to teach believers to understand the covenant. You need to know that you have a covenant with God, and you need to know how to operate the covenant. Otherwise, you would think Christianity is all about going to church. Christianity is more than going to church. In fact, when you go to church, you need to understand the covenant. God had a covenant with Abraham, and it is that same covenant that Jesus came to plug us into. Do you remember that teaching? God's covenant with Abraham cannot be broken. God had a covenant with David, and God said to David, "If your son Solomon sins, I will deal with him as a father deals with his son. But my covenant with you will abide." This can be found in 2 Samuel chapter 7. Solomon cannot break David's covenant with God. It is impossible. God made a covenant with Noah that he would not destroy the earth again, and gave a rainbow as a sign of that covenant. Question: the sins that existed in the days of Noah and the sins in our time, which are heavier? People are doing things now that the men in those days were afraid to even think of. But has God destroyed the earth? Is it because of our righteousness? Not at all. It is purely because the covenant stays. It should be impossible for the repercussions of the sin of your great-grandmother to have any effects in your life. No generational curse should be able to thrive in your generation because the blood of Jesus is superior to any covenant that can ever exist. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I am forever grateful for your sacrifice for me that has brought me into the covenant with God. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.